Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Steve's just going to talk for the next 20 minutes about all the ways technology.
I always say that technology's, but in the end, I screw myself over.
It literally took until this moment to figure something out about you.
What?
I'm going to explain in just a second.
Okay.
I am so stupid. Anyway, we want your stories of when tech
yes.
screwed you over. Because, here's the deal. I just realized you've got an iPhone. You've got an Audi S5
yeah. mm-hmm.
with the full nav system. Yet you drive to work and print directions on MapQuest
yep.
when you want to go somewhere because you're afraid of technology. That never occurred to me that's why you do that.
Why else would he do it?
I thought he doesn't like the change. Like he doesn't.
That too,
he's not
I
a
think.
New adopter. But
that
even
well.
Though,
and I don't trust your guys'
he's
technology.
He's just so afraid he's going to be one of those stories where it turns
right.
him into a lake.
Yes, exactly. That happens all the time to you people. But I got my paper map. Never happens to me.
I'm going to say this.
Got my Google map.
We want fun stories of like tech screwed you over, like you butt dialed your husband while you were sleeping with somebody
Ooh.
Else or whatever. But this is a dark one that I was just reminded. Do you remember, I shouldn't say the name of the app, but it rhymes with Schmaze. Somebody was using Schmaze in Brazil and there's like this Avenue de Paulista or whatever. That's like a main drag, but it's also in the slums, in the favelas. And Schmaze put them into that, which is where there's like
oh, that's right.
gangs, poor
Dangerous.
People. They didn't make it.
They were killed, murdered.
They were killed. Because, I mean, so again, we want fun stories.
Paper map.
You would have not probably.
Yeah,
right.
Live in the dark ages
right.
and print your directions.
Get a Rand McNally.
Getting killed. What? It's,
yeah.
I know.
But they turn in there and like you turn in there in a nice car and they're like.
They're on you.
And it's not, they're desperate. And so they just, yeah.
For.
Anyways.
And here's the worst part. The next story that I have to tell is about a dead dog, but it's not.
What? Because mm-hmm. text.
They were a groomer and they were trying to text.
Oh, that, yeah.
They were trying to text the person like, hey, Dexter's ready. But they went, hi, Dexter's dead.
Duh.
Dang it, autocorrect.
Oh, whoa.
Is everybody's autocorrect just like, my autocorrect has gone haywire with the 12, with the new phone.
I thought it was just me. It's like coming up with words that aren't even in English.
I don't look up. I'm just texting. I'm like, the quick brown fox, and it's like TTE,
yes!
shoebox, and I'm like, what?
Thank you.
I didn't type, and why would you autocorrect to TT? That's not a word.
What?
And then it's like TTEU, shoebox, death is a meatball, and I'm like, I didn't type any of that.
Well, let me guess, if it's an Apple related word, it gets it right.
100% with the capitalization in the right spots.
I knew it.
Because Apple products all start with a lowercase and then an uppercase, and it's like,
oh, that's right.
Yeah. That's the other thing that's been happening. All my random little like was will be capitalized and middle sentence. I'm like, I look like a psycho texting.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Caps and lowercase in weird spots, and I'm like, I'm not trying to murder you. I'm just trying to tell you where I'm gonna be.
This is not a ransom note.
Yeah.
And then it'll do it to proper names too. Like I'll write like, oh, I'm gonna be at the meeting with Mike, Steve, and Amber, and like Steve and Amber are capitalized. Mike is not, And then I've already sent it, and I'm like, it's like I'm demeaning him.
Yeah.
It's like what? I specifically said, you're not worth it. You get lowercase.
And he's our boss.
He's our boss. We want to hear when text screws you over. Call us with your stories, 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059. Another guy just recently got screwed over. He was sitting next to a girl on a plane, mm-hmm. and he had big type on his phone. And he was talking to his girlfriend saying, I'm next to this really fat chick. She's got a fat butt. And he just kept writing things like that. She could see it.
Oh, because the font was so...
Yeah.
And just, you're on a plane. If you got something on your phone, people around you can see it.
Yep. Amen. Just don't. Oh, no. Did she say something to the guy?
She took a picture of it and did a TikTok of her, popping her head up in the screen and stuff. It's a hilarious TikTok.
Oh, yeah. She handled it great.
Yeah, everyone was on her side, ripping the guy. Yeah.
Why?
That kind of happened with the email of the guy, too. The girl went to interview with him, and he accidentally replied to her email instead
she's not
of,
cute.
She's not cute enough. Not good.
And then there was the dude who took a picture of his hotel room that was empty.
Oh, yeah.
But he accidentally took a live photo of it.
That's
and then when she got it, she clicked on it. His girlfriend clicked on it, and a different chick jumps into the middle of the bed.
Yes. Yeah. Oops.
If you've done the reply all, or you've butt dialed, or tech has screwed you over in some way, we want to hear your story. Ooh. I don't remember what it was, but there was a day.
I was thinking of the same thing.
Oh, my God.
You threw a tantrum.
Amber and I had to develop a new language without speaking. Because you were flipping S.
Uh-huh.
And you're kicking a computer.
Yeah.
You're screaming.
Yep. Tossing a chair across the room.
You're shaking a monitor.
I was storming in and out of the studio. I remember Amber went instantly quiet, instantly.
Because both just sucked in because we were tech is causing, Steve's going to be, you were so insane. And we're just keep your head down, keep your head down, keep your head down.
I know.
And then
I
it was like, I don't want to get this wrong, and I could be totally wrong, but 10 hours later when IT finally helped you, you were getting your password wrong. It was... In some way, it was your fault, wasn't
yes.
it? Okay,
in
okay. I just want to know.
In the end, but I always have to go through my big, overly production.
You don't understand. This place is garbage. I'm going to burn it down.
Yeah.
Oh, I put a dollar. I forgot I just put a dollar sign at the end of my, that's all it was. At the end of the
password. It was are you sure that's your password? It's no, that's right.
And I know my
oh my God, I will never forget. You and I would just occasionally, Amber would just make eye contact and just be like,
That wasn't too long ago, too.
It was very recent.
Yeah, all right, you're right.
Let's do some tech screwed me over calls. Brittany?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
How does tech screw you over?
So I am a flight attendant, and we usually have AirDrop on because that's something that you can use in airplane mode on the plane.
Yeah.
So sometimes, depending on where you are on the plane, the flight attendants will take pictures of our supply or emergency equipment or anything, and we'll send the photo to the front of the plane or to the pilot if something's wrong.
Oh, cool.
Well, we can't use our AirDrop anymore, or we had to actually change our name because some passengers like to send us some naughty photos.
Oh, what?
Exactly.
You can't decline it.
Those damn passengers.
You can, but sometimes we don't have it'll just say iPhone, right? I don't have every flight attendant phone number saved in my phone.
Yeah, so it just says accept this from iPhone.
Exactly. And it's not from my coworker. It's a naughty.
So it's guys sending you junk pics?
What?
Both.
Oh,
both.
Wow.
Yeah, we do get to know the passengers in a way that we weren't expecting.
I never even looked for AirDrop. Because, phone is iPhone. So if you see iPhone coming in, that's what mine is called.
Okay.
But I remember we were doing Live at Fives. We do, these funky games with an iPad. And one day, I was getting the files for that through AirDrop from T-Hack, and then I forgot to turn it off, and I'm up on stage, and it's here comes, she is so right. If people see AirDrop is open, they just start,
cramming things.
Yes.
Yes, they don't care if it's named whatever. So I just changed my name so they don't know. But yeah,
dang.
Yeah, they're crazy.
I'll show you guys the pictures.
People just want to be naughty.
No, that's all right.
Thank you, Brittany. Mike.
Yay.
Tech screwed you over.
So I had watched a video for myself, an adult video, the night before I went to go pick up my family in my car. And when they got into the car, I went to the Bluetooth section to play music, and it pulls up the name of the last thing you watched.
No.
Oh.
And my whole family saw it.
Oh, my
God. But thank God for my granny. She started laughing, so at least I had her.
It's literally got it in big letters on your giant
screen.
Oh, no.
Yes. Granny's like, oh, having some fun last night.
I have a friend who took it one step farther. It didn't show it, but he got in the car, and the audio started.
No.
Oh, that's even better.
And it was lots of, like, it sounded like a tennis match. Or
that's what you gotta go to.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.